Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Evie Nevin is a disability activist and Labour election candidate in Cork. Evie, tell us about the situation there with some of the playgrounds.
Hi, so good afternoon. The situation as it stands is that there is a new padlock on the wheelchair swing in Clonakilty. The problem is to open the lock, you will need to buy a key from the IWA website that is €34.50. 20 for the key, €14.50 for the postage. Now, the IWA weren't even consulted, particularly the IWA locally were not consulted about this, and they're getting phone calls frequently asking people from people asking how to access the key and everything. So prior to that, there was just a standard key or padlock on it, and myself and the Clonakilty Access Group, you know, approached county councillors, approached the council and said, look, this is a barrier to the very people who this swing is for.
So this is Evie, this is the playground in Clonakilty, yeah, that we have, right, in every other town across the country. They've loads of swings and slides and the whole lot there, but they also have a wheelchair accessible swing. And it is somehow, just describe for listeners that aren't familiar with the playground in Clonakilty, just describe how this is sort of cordoned off or sectioned off, that it's locked basically with a padlock.
Yeah. So around the swing is a fence, and there is a gate as well to go in and out. That gate is padlocked. In addition to the padlock, there is also like a sliding lock mechanism like you'd have on a garden gate that's actually quite high, so like a small child wouldn't be able to open it. So like I said, there's a whole barrier around it, so you know, nobody can just run in front of it. But that padlock, like I said, was replaced by one that was just a standard key that was already difficult for people as well, because the key was only available Monday to Friday from 9 to 5. So if you had a child you wanted to bring to the playground at the weekend, you couldn't get it. You had to go to either the local shop or the local hotel to pick up the key. Like if you had a profoundly disabled child who couldn't be left alone in the car, you'd have to, one, try and find a blue space, which is sometimes difficult to find, take the child out of the car, go get the key, bring the child back into the car, go to the playground, and then do the whole thing again about dropping the key.
Is there a need for this particular swing to be fenced off or sectioned off? There's no. It's not from a health, from a safety perspective for users. So there's no reason at all for it to be fenced off in the first place.
What the council have said is that it's a health and safety issue, so that children wouldn't be running in front of it. But my point is, there's a barrier already around it. There's a sliding lock that a small child wouldn't be able to reach. And two, when you are using the swing, the padlock is off. You know, so from that standpoint, I mean, and our point as well with the access group and people who have been involved, for example, the local volunteers who fundraised to revamp the playground, and they did it without any help from the council. Everybody's frustrated because, I mean, a child can be injured by anything in the playground. And it's the one thing in the playground that is for disabled children.
But so you can only use it if you have a child in that's in a wheelchair user, Evie. You can only actually use this swing Monday to Friday between the hours of 9 to 5 if you manage to go and get the key in time to access it. Is that right?
Well, see, so what has happened, like I said, that was the case before. Now they've replaced it with this radar lock, which, again, like I said, you have to pay €34.50 to buy. And carers do not make a whole pile of money. I don't know anybody who could justify you paying that much
20
money.
£20 for the key and £14.50 for the postage. So where are the postage? Yeah. At
£14.50? Now, to be fair, it's registered post. So it's obviously a bit more expensive. But so the signage, for example, on the wheelchair swing as it stands, right, is they've blocked out all the parts about in English where to get the key. That was previously you had to go up and collect it, and it was available this time and this time. It's still there, Oscailga in Irish. But they haven't updated to say, oh, by the way, we have a new padlock in place. This is where you have to order a key from. And they've just... in order to kind of try and their thing was trying to make it more accessible, because obviously families were saying this is such a burden, and it's a physical barrier, literal physical barrier in place that's stopping us from bringing our children to the playground. And trying to improve that situation, they have now not only is there now a physical barrier, but there's now a financial barrier there too.
To be able to use the playground. Can you imagine telling every other parent in the country you need to get a key to access your local playground now this afternoon?
And it's complete othering, because, I mean, other children, able-bodied children and their families can walk into the playground and, you know, don't have this financial barrier or physical barrier in place.
Yeah.
And it's so disappointing as well, because, you know, because I hear so many people, parents of disabled children who say they have never gone to the playground because it's just too much hassle. Also, from a tourism standpoint, which Clonakilty is, it's a big tourism town, it kind of undermines the fact that it's a tourism town and it's supposed to be inclusive, and it's something that we pride ourselves in Clonakilty, is that we are inclusive.
And you see it as a deterrent.
This really undermines that.
Is this common, Evie? I'm just trying to get my head around the fact. Is this something that's unique to Clonakilty, or is this happening in other parts of the country?
No, it's we've been told that that other parts of the country have the same issue, where there is a lock on the swing. And it could be easily solved if the council just provided the keys themselves and give them to the families locally who want to use the playground.
Or, as another listener has made the point here today, why can you not just put one of those combination locks on it and give the code to the parents? So there's minimal one-off cost.
That's exactly what I said too.
Yeah, it seemed like a simple solution.
Because one thing that they said as well, when we were inquiring about it, and they said, every registered wheelchair user has access to a radar key. There's no such thing as a registered wheelchair user in this country. The IWA doesn't distinguish between who uses a wheelchair and who uses other mobility aids, for example. So, and then, like I said, the IWA locally are now getting phone calls, people inquiring, and they're like,
To hear from people about this today. Is this something that you're facing in your own playground? If you or any of your family members use a wheelchair, are you locked out from using some of the public playgrounds? 1800 453 106 is the number. Evie, stay with us, because I actually have Aaron on the line with us now too. Aaron, have you encountered this?
Hi, Andrea.
How are you?
Look, as you know, my daughter Sophie is a wheelchair user, and I'm involved in a number of disability groups and organisations. And this is something that has come up quite a bit. For instance, when our local park in Dublin introduced this wheelchair swing and all the publicity on it, they put this double lock system on it. And the reason there's a double lock is the radar key is a universal key that's used for disability in the UK and Northern Ireland. So the radar key is actually quite inexpensive. You can buy three of them for €9, you know. But some of the operators are using what's called an ABLOC key, which is the Irish version of a disability key. And this disability version can only be bought through one location. Now, it's advertised on the Irish Wheelchair Association's website as being a locksmith in Dublin, and they quote £20 for the key, £14.50 for the
But why
street.
Does there have Wait. To be any key on it at all, Aaron?
Well, you see, this is it, Andrea. There doesn't. And increasingly what's happened now as Changing Places Ireland toilets, which are toilets with hoists and other facilities in them, They're locking them off to the public. So if you are a wheelchair user and you go to use the toilet, or you go to use a swing, or you go to use an area that's for, then they're locking them off. And the reason they say is for security.
Well, sure, but what's the point in having them?
Well, it's really bothersome. They're discriminating against people with disabilities. So
where are you talking about, Aaron? What area are you talking about?
Well, I'm in South County Dublin. Now, originally when the swing went down in our local park in Cabinteely, we couldn't access it. We went up to have a go because we heard locally it was in there. It was just after 5 o'clock in the afternoon. The shop didn't know anything about the key. We had a radar key, but we couldn't access the key in the box because we hadn't got the correct key. So then we ended up going away and contacting the council, and they simplified the process up there. But the need for the railings is kind of there because this is a big, heavy piece of equipment. It swings back and forth. So if you can picture a wheelchair on it and even a carer on it, and it's swinging back, if it wasn't protected, you could have a toddler running away.
So you think, you think there is a need then to have it cordoned off, basically,
around it. And that, from a safety point, but it doesn't have to have a lock at all. It could be just a slide lock that's above a toddler's.
And if there's some concern about antisocial behaviour, I don't know, if that's part of the argument put up for having this famous key. You could make the same argument for every part of the playground, could you not?
Well, you could make the same argument with everything. And actually, the reason that most of the lifts don't work, and I know this is different subjects, in a lot of our train station, is because there's no security on them.
But you're telling me as well that the public toilets close to the playground that you use in South County Dublin, that they're frequently locked as well, Aaron?
Yes, but we have a key for them, and if you don't, and if the shop's open, then that's it. There is an argument for that, because if they are vandalised and they're no good to people in the disability community, depending on the location, sometimes it can be a good idea. But if they are locked, like we go to the shopping centre local, the Dundrum, and it is fantastic. The toilets are locked, but as soon as you press the button, within 60 seconds, you have somebody there. With a key opening it up.
Okay, fair enough.
And actually, our key opens it up. So if you're going to lock something, then you have to make it accessible to get people
access to it. I see a text from a listener to say, I brought my granddaughter, who's a wheelchair user, up to one of the playgrounds. This is a similar playground you're talking about. It was locked. We couldn't get in. She was over from England. She was with us for a week. We didn't know that we even needed a key. She was so disappointed. She cried for an hour afterwards, and I was absolutely heartbroken for her, says this grandparent. But you see, that's the thing. Does that not mean, Evie, that any visitors, like the point you're making about the tourism, sure, any visitors to the area don't know about these keys and where to get these keys? Sure, they're totally locked out.
Well, quite. That's exactly it. And just on the point, and Aaron's point about the disabled bathrooms being locked up as well. I mean, I've got into Cork City because I'm an ambulatory wheelchair user, so I use a wheelchair when I need to. I'm not in it all the time. So if I'm up in Cork City, and I usually have my chair with me because walking around can be difficult for me, it frequently happens that I go try and get access to the bathroom, and it's locked, and I can't find a security guard to open it. So it is just, they just make things, like I said, these things are supposed to be accessible, but they make it so bloody difficult sometimes. And like, I hear from people, not just like families that have disabled children, but like disabled people themselves often say to me, I don't bother going into town because there isn't any proper disabled bathrooms, the footpaths are in a bad shape, there's not enough. So it's an overall accessibility issue. And I think, I contacted the accessibility officer of Cork County Council back in January. I haven't even had an email of acknowledgement
about some of the issues. On the topic of the playgrounds today, I have to be honest, I wasn't overly aware that this is what was going on, and I thought maybe it was something that was just unique to West Cork. It's not. You've heard Aaron there tell his own story for his daughter Sophia and South County Dublin. Another listener, there's also one of those swings in Dunleary in Dublin. The only people it's keeping out is the people in the wheelchairs. You see other kids, they just jump over the fence and use it. Donal makes the point, why would you lock the disabled person swing and not those of the able-bodied people. Surely it's the very definition of discrimination. Another texter says there's a newly installed wheelchair swing in Sundrive Park in Crumlin in Dublin. There's no barriers at all around the playground. Why don't we let the visitors to the country use the facilities? Sure, how would they know they need this famous key? I mean, just finally, the point I would make on this, Aaron, surely there's a far cheaper system, something that they can do if, you know, if there needs to be this famous key. So surely you can go to the hardware shop and get some kind of a combination lock, or those particular new locks you see now where you put in a code and the key just pops out of it. I mean, it just seems bizarre.
Absolutely. But the other thing is that all the county councils around the country need to look at this as an accessible thing. So rather than putting a token wheelchair swing in the park, let's look at making it more inclusive. And if they build it for children of all abilities, then children of all abilities can use them. Like there's one locally that has a trampoline and all in it, and the kids that don't have disabilities use that as much as the kids that do have disabilities. So it's more inclusive play, which is super important when it comes to children.
Absolutely,
you know?
Yeah. And it's got to be heartbreaking, as that texter said, bringing their granddaughter over from England for the week and should not have even been able then to use the playground at all. Totally defeats the purpose. Listen, Aaron and Evie Nevin, who's a disability activist and Labour election candidate there in Cork, thanks to you both for getting in touch with the issue today. If you want...
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.